some big players in Washington have come forward to put their two cents in on the debt ceiling debate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There are a couple of developments today in the fight between the White House and the Republicans to raise the nation's debt limit. Grover Norquist, who runs the organization Americans for Tax Reform, said today getting rid of the Bush tax cuts on wealthy Americans does not constitute a tax hike, which means GOP members who signed his no new tax pledge wouldn't betray it by nixing those tax cuts. But House Speaker John Boehner said just moments ago he's still not on board of getting rid of those cuts. Also, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, known for its pro-business, low-tax stance, is also calling for an agreement by the deadline date, August 2nd. Meanwhile, some financial firms are preparing for the worst-case scenario, a default, which would make it more expensive for the U.S. to borrow money by issuing bonds or treasuries. Louise Story is a business reporter with the New York Times. She wrote about it today in the paper. Hi, Louise.
Hi there.
So we're coming down to the wire here. How is Wall Street planning for some sort of default?
They are no longer assuming that Congress is going to reach a deal and that this isn't going to happen. Banks are looking at the treasuries that they hold, and they're trying to get out of shorter-term treasuries. You've got mutual funds who own a ton of treasuries saying, gee, are we going to have to sell these? And evaluating their rules. Sometimes the rules say if something is rated AAA and then it's downgraded, you have to sell. So you've got a lot of people looking at their holdings and saying, what will we do if there is a downgrade or a default?
I know, Louise, the treasuries play a huge role in how Wall Street sort of deals from day to day. If the United States defaults, does that change the way, do you think, that Wall Street works?
It very well might, because, you know, on Wall Street, treasuries are like a currency. And so instead of passing around dollars in a lot of transactions, they're passing around treasuries, because treasuries have long been assumed to be basically risk-free. Will they stop accepting treasuries as this sort of currency, and instead will they demand dollars or gold, or what will they demand? What will they consider to be virtually risk-free if the treasury is not?
How does the average person get affected by any of this?
Well, you know, everyone has investments, or many people have investments in pension funds, and a lot of these pension funds are invested in treasuries. Moreover, the average person has to take out a mortgage and borrow on credit cards, and those rates are all tied to the ability of the United States to borrow money. And so if investors around the world say, United States, we want more interest to lend money to you, that will likely drive through the entire economy and affect your credit card rate and your mortgage rate.
Louise Story, business reporter for the New York Times. Louise, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the debt ceiling isn't the only example of the clock ticking down to government gridlock. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington that a partisan fight in Congress could shut down parts of the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, by this weekend.
Funding for the FAA runs out Saturday. Air traffic controllers are considered essential employees, so they won't be furloughed, but 4,000 other workers will be. And without congressional approval, the government can no longer collect ticket fees and fuel taxes. Those bring in two-thirds of the money the FAA runs on.
Allowing the FAA to have a partial shutdown is not the way to make any sort of fiscal fixes.
Dan Elwell with the Aerospace Industries Association says if the FAA can't collect taxes and fees,
all of its funding would have to come from general taxpayer revenues. And I would think in this fiscal environment, the idea of funding an agency out of the general fund wouldn't last too long.
The hang-up is a dispute over subsidies for rural airports in sparsely populated states like Montana and West Virginia. House Republicans want to cut $16 million that keep the small airports open. That's just a fraction of the FAA's $15 billion overall budget. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. Average of 1%. The Dow up 109 points, 12,681. More people applied for first-time jobless benefits last week, according to the Labor Department, meaning layoffs are on the rise and the job market is weak. Chinese video streaming site Xunlei today said it's going to postpone its initial public offering on the NASDAQ because of what it calls difficult market conditions.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. and by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Tomorrow, Captain America takes to the big screen, and moviegoers will see the heroics of the man dressed in red, white, and blue. But we could get to know soon another superhero captain, one who wants to save the Earth, and he's wearing a lot of green, Marketplace's Eve Trow reports.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet, he's a hero, gonna take pollution down to zero.
Oh, sorry, can't help it. And consumer psychologist Kit Yarrow isn't surprised. Captain Planet fought villains like Luton Plunder and Hoggish Greedley in the early 90s. His comeback's right on time.
We tend to go back about 20 years when it comes to our infatuation with nostalgia.
Ted Turner's cartoon broke ground as the first environmental kids show. But Yarrow says the captain and his multicultural planeteers need a makeover.
No offense, I know you love him, but it's cheesier than a lot of the other action heroes.
Still, he's a known entity, a plus for the partners in the remake, Cartoon Network and Angry Films. Kea Chatterjee leads climate change negotiations for the World Wildlife Fund. She says Captain Planet will help environmental issues stay in the spotlight. Plus,
I could really use a hero right now.
Well, Kea, remember,
the power is yours!
I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, a British jewelry designer says he's created the world's most expensive yacht. Stuart Hughes claims the 98-foot boat is worth $4.5 billion. The yacht's exterior, dining room, rails, anchor, and sleeping quarters are all made of thousands of pounds of gold and platinum. But some yachting enthusiasts say the boat is way overpriced because it's missing something the previous most expensive yacht had, its own missile defense system. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. We're online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau opens for business Thursday, so it's hiring.
We have people on staff today whose other alternatives within the private sector are, and I am not exaggerating, 5 times, 10 times, or 20 times the level of compensation they are able to command here.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The costs of protecting consumers next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.